Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse number 2. Bible said, as she spake, the spirit entered me and set me on fire. As she spake, the spirit entered me and set me on fire. As she spake, the spirit entered me and set me on fire. The spirit entered me. The spirit entered me. The spirit entered me and set me on fire. May your life be set on fire, my God. May the Lord set you on fire. There's something that can bring you out of prison, and that thing is only when you are with the Lord. Let me tell you something. You are going to pray for the next 9 minutes, saying, oh God, may you magnify first in my life, and may you magnify yourself in my life. Listen to this prayer point. You are saying, oh God, may you manifest in my life, and may you magnify yourself in my life. You should get to a point where people will be praising God just because of you. They will look at your faith and say, ah, this lady, that sister, that brother, it's not because you want to get anything from God, but you are saying, oh God, oh God, may you magnify yourself in my life. And anybody that God magnifies, today I'm going to talk to you about Mark chapter 11, and God is going to deliver some people. God is going to deliver some people, and he's going to magnify himself in their life. It's a walk of faith. It's a walk of faith whereby God magnifies himself in your life, whereby God manifests in your life. He shows who he is in your life by your faith. I want you to pray right now, wherever you are right now. Say, oh God, magnify yourself in my life. 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 Not me, but you, oh God. When people see me, may they not see me, but they see God. You are praying this prayer. You are saying, oh God, when people look at me, they should not see me, but they should see God. I want you to pray right now. If you can go on your knees, you are saying, oh God, because of me, may people praise God. Because of me, may people praise God. Because of me, sometimes, you know something, it's not time for me to speak, but the word of God is telling me to speak to you. Sometimes you giving yourself to God and say, Lord, whatever you want to do with me, do with me. That is when you begin to activate the power of God in your life. That is when you begin to activate the power of God in your life. I am telling you, you are saying to God, oh God, magnify yourself in my life and manifest in my life. manifest. You are saying, oh God, may you manifest. 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 Jesus, may you manifest. Somebody wake up and wake somebody up. At this moment of time, you can hit on the share button and shout to somebody, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, and tell the person, wake up. Mato shata da da da. Mata shaka di yaka da brandi ya cha cha. Leka da da da. Share to as many as you can. The spirit of the Lord is here. I feel within my spirit. The spirit of the Lord is here. The spirit of the Lord is here. The spirit of the Lord is here. You are saying to God, oh God, manifest in my life and magnify yourself in my life. Ha! Most of us, most of us, we are tired of praying. We are tired of praying. But you see, that is the devil's plan. You are going to pray for the next 3 minutes and say, oh God, revive me. Revive me. Revive me. Revive me. Revive me. Revive me. Ah, your breakthrough is coming. Ah, your breakthrough is coming. Ah, God is giving somebody a letter. A letter has been delivered unto somebody. A letter. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It's for you. Enter into the realms of the spirit and receive it. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it with prayer. Receive it with prayer. Say, God, whatever delivery that has to be given to me, that has to be delivered unto me, let it be delivered unto me. A Bible said, Daniel fasted. Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10. When we read chapter 10, number 14 coming down, the Bible said Daniel has fasted for 21 days. He's not seeing anything. He's not hearing any voice from the Lord. That is how some of us, we have been praying and we are not seeing anything. We are not hearing from the Lord. Yes. And Bible said, and Daniel continue in prayer. He said, no, this is not normal. This is not normal, no. And the Daniel we are talking about is the same Daniel that was put into the lion's den. You know, Daniel is a man of prayer. When they say, everybody shut up, don't pray, as for Daniel, he will pray. When they say, everybody keep quiet, shut up, don't pray, Daniel will pray. So before even he will enter into the lions, then he has silenced the lions. Listen, this is a mystery I want to share with you this morning. I call it moving by faith, walking in faith, walking in faith, for the manifestation and glorification of the Lord. Listen, walking in faith for the manifestation and the glorification of God. When you look at the Daniel story, Daniel was a prominent person in society. He was not just a normal person. This is the man who can interpret dreams and was able to tell the king the dreams he has had. You're talking about a prophet who was a king also. He was a governor. He was a counselor to the government in power. He was that strong man that everybody runs to. That is the Daniel we are talking about here. But no matter his status in society, some of us, the small marriage we get, we stop praying. The small business we get, we stop praying. The small job, the small contract that stop you from praying, even going to church is a problem. Even coming on this life is a problem. You will sleep, sir. You tell me you are tired. Small children, you find every excuse. It is not you, it is the devil. It is not you, it is the devil. Your protection is the prayer you pray. The prayer you pray. A prominent man in society. Daniel was a governor, he was a counselor, he was so close. Very close. He has everything that he needs. He has servants under him. But this man, this is why some people, the moment they get government power, and then they begin to abuse power, and the people tell them, hey, if you don't protect yourself, this business, if you don't protect yourself, I have somebody we have to go and see. I have somebody we have to go and see you. Hey, this business. And the people make you see God as God cannot function. Hey. Some of us, the way we have rendered God useless in our life, we don't even know. Some people, they have made God useless in their life. And they'll be calling on God, 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 God. Small challenge because you shame. Small challenge because you shame. Small challenge because you shame. You think God cannot speak for you? Hey, sometimes people say, Namidia, the account, who told you so? Who told you so? Who told you so? Who told you so? Have you forgotten the God that divided the Red Sea into two? Have you forgotten is the God that divided the earth and people entered? Have you forgotten the God that one of Judas' son, because of his intention, went to have an affair with Judas' son's wife because he doesn't want to make children with the woman? He decided to do otherwise, and God killed him. Ha! He died. Have you forgotten how some people have confessed? Maybe you have not experienced the power of God. You must experience it. Maybe you have not experienced the power of God. You must experience it. That is why I'm saying that you should pray this prayer that, oh God, manifest and magnify yourself in my life. It is very, very important. Who told you that? Who told you? Who told you? Some of us, we have rendered God useless. Little problem. Mikoshushemu. So now, every pastor is a prophet. Because when you go to church and one TBB, they don't say anything to you. You didn't go to church on that day. Hey! Who told you that? Who taught you that? So some of us, we are walking and we are demon possessed. We are walking and demon possessed. I agree. Bible said test all the spirits. But if you are not strong enough and you go and test a spirit, ask yourself, what will happen to you? You move about everywhere. Am I talking to somebody here? God has given me this word to be given to you, all you, on this Sunday morning. Move everywhere. You want to hear things. Some of us, the account where we say, you assume you're dead. You assume you're dead too much. You go to church and you don't say, O D, that you have not been to church. When you go to a gathering, whereby the pastor will not say that, I see a chamber pot in your room, under your bed. I see that your room color up. And what would that do for you? What will that chamber pot in your room telling you to your chamber pot in your room do for you? Has that solved your problem? Has that solved your problem? Has that solved your problem? You want to hear things, so you are hearing things. And you have encountered a lot of things. Instead of your problem going down, rather escalating. Rather escalating. When you have to support the kingdom of God wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly, with whatever you have by faith, now they have to twist your hand and remove the money from your pocket and remove your money from your bank. Now when this what you hang, yes, when you have to support the kingdom wholeheartedly by faith, they have to twist your hand. They have to tell you stories before. Beloved, God is speaking to you this morning. You are saying to God that manifest in my life and magnify yourself in my life. This is your walk of faith. Yes. This morning, Sunday, I have been sent to speak to you. I have been sent to speak to you and bring you back to your maker. Bring you back to the understanding of the things of God. Not the understanding of the things of man. No. The spirit is above the flesh. The spirit have no limit. But the flesh have limit. When the spirit can see, the spirit can see 10 years to come. But the flesh will only see as far as when nothing blocks it. The moment there's a building in front of you, you cannot see it anymore. Yes. But your spirit can see. That is why you go onto your bed, and even though you are sleeping and your eyes are closed, you can see. From today, begin to see things in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open your eyes for you to see things. Ha! This morning I am charged. I am charged. I don't know. Some of us, instead of us to give ourselves freely, even when God has come to release us, you are tired of prayer. You are tired of prayer. And you don't know that is what has protected you. See, if you don't go back to your maker, very soon, you understand that you are useless. Beloved, I want to encourage you this morning that back to your faith. Wasumia ude too much. You want to hear things. Who told you? Who taught you that? Who taught you that? Who taught you that? As a Christian, you must grow. You must grow in the Lord. I always teach my people that there should come a time that when you are calling pastor for prayer at dawn, already you have prayed already. 2 hours are better than one. So you are calling me to join you in force, not because you feel weak. No. You must rise up. You must rise up. You must rise up by your own and pray by your own. You must pick up your Bible and read by your own. And then you call pastor, I read this and I don't understand. The pastor will say, okay, this is what it means. Ah, it means you are growing. Some of us have become kwashioko Christians. Today you have been delivered from every kwashioko Christian life that you are living. You are eating but you are not growing. Nothing is working. It's only your head and your tummy that is growing. May you be delivered. May you be delivered. Let's just imagine. Listen to me carefully. Do you know Peter was kept in prison? Peter was kept in prison. Let's just imagine that his people never knew how to pray like Peter. As this is the Peter we are talking about. Peter said, Tabitha, kumi. Tabitha was dead. Peter said, Tabitha, kumi. And Tabitha rose up. Peter was the same person who said, listen carefully. Peter was the same person. Mr. Gideon, you're welcome. Peter was the same person who said, silver and gold, we have none. But what we have, we give unto you. Rise up and walk again. This same Peter, that is Acts chapter 3. This same Peter in Acts chapter 2. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. This same Peter. Bible said, among the many, he stood up. He said, we are not drunk, but it has been prophesied. In Joel chapter 2 verse 28, that I shall pour out in the last day, I shall pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Peter was quoting scriptures. But this same Peter got to a point with all the miracles he performed. This was the Peter who God can speak to and it will manifest. And he can be sent to a governor, a centurion by all standard. He was kept in prison. This same Peter was kept in prison. And if it hadn't been the church which had to come together and pray. So let's just imagine that he never taught the church how to pray. He would die in prison. He would have died in prison. I am telling you. If Peter, Bible said, and the church prayed, listen to me, already, Bible said, and Herod, when you read Acts chapter 12, and Herod get hold of James, he killed James with a sword. The church was quiet. Beloved, the reason why you are not dead is because you have been praying so much more. If you can pray more, if you can give yourself, what I am telling you is that give yourself unto God. Tell God, oh God, manifest in my life and magnify yourself in my life. Listen to me. God can manifest in your life. But it will be to your glory. Listen carefully. But when God glorifying himself, which means that when people want to praise, they praise God because of you. Not you saying that, I went to school and I'm very good in class and I learned very well and I passed my exams very well. You know people who have passed their exams and they are dead. You know how many people? And you can stand there instead of you to praise God and say, oh God, God help me. God gave me the grace to be able to do this work. You are saying, pa, 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 pa. You are rattling. The next day you will die. Where as Herod? Bible said that Herod stood. When you read Acts chapter 12, Herod stood among the people. And then began to shake himself and show himself that he is the man. He has captured and killed people. He is the man. He's the governor. He's the president. He's so so and so. And he angered the angel. I love that angel that struck Herod down. He angered the angel. Bible said, an angel of the Lord struck him down. He died instantly, and worms begin to come out of him. You are saying, oh God, manifest in my life and magnify yourself in my life. Not your doing. Do you know how many people are doing the same thing you are doing? Do you know how many people who are brilliant than you do? Do you think you have experience? Do you think you are doing something right? It's just by grace. It is grace that has located you and positioned you. When you read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. Put it there for me. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. Where is Atu? Ha! My God. Thank you, Jesus. My secretary, Elena, are you there? Ha! God bless you. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. He says, beloved, it's not because you are doing anything right. Just give yourself to God. Say, oh Lord, from now on, use me to praise yourself. Hey, what a powerful prayer. Use me to praise yourself. Use me to praise yourself. Beloved, you are telling God to use you to praise himself. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer very shortly. You are saying, oh God, magnify yourself. Use me to praise 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 yourself. I'll be that bad pastor if I only prophesy to you and tell me the mind of God concerning your life. Tell you the mind of God concerning your life, and I can't teach you the word of God. I am useless as nothing. I am telling you, if the only thing I can do for you is to tell you, Umaminayo, is your mother, is your father, your problem is coming here. Those I'm telling you, people that act after you, why this thing is happening to you, and blah blah blah. And I cannot teach you the word of God. And I cannot tell you what will sustain even your blessing. Then what am I? I'm just useless. I'm just useless. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today is Sunday. Let me give you the word of God. If today is your first time joining this life, you are welcome. God bless you for joining. Please follow the life. Follow me so that anytime I come alive, it will be a blessing unto you. If I should just come on here and declare unto you, Jesus called Peter and said, listen, follow me. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. After giving him that blessing, that miracle, he said, see, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something. You are saying to God, oh God, magnify yourself in my life. Manifest Jesus. See, now let me tell you something. How Joseph was able to escape and he got to that level. Listen to me. This is the work of faith that I want to tell you. The work of faith. Bible said Joseph was very young. Very young. And he began to have revelations. Some of us, we have revelations. You begin to have dreams of great things coming into your life. You begin to see things. You begin to have ideas. Ideas, great ideas. Ideas, very good ideas. Very great ideas. Sometimes you share your ideas, your business plans with people. Great ideas. Sometimes you share with people what you have received. And Jacob decided to share the same revelations. I said, Joseph, when you read Genesis 37 tells about how Joseph had dreams. And he began to share with his brothers. He began to share the dream with his father. And Bible said, as he shared them more, the more they hate him. Listen. The more he shares, the more they hate him. The more he tells them, the more they hate him. Now hear me carefully. Bible said God will point that these brothers sold him out. You realize that Joseph was a prayerful man. A very prayerful. Because it got to a point that they wanted to kill him. The first reason they wanted to kill him. See, Bible said the devil, John 10:10, he said the devil or the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Bible said, and they decided to kill him. All that Joseph was saying, that this is what the Lord is about to do in my life. Then the whole thing changed. And they said, the one of the brothers said, no, let us sell him into slavery. Beloved, some of us, when you read Genesis 37, verse number 12, Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. Into slavery. Into slavery. When they were not able to, some of us, because they have not been able to kill us, they have sold us into suffering. They have sold us into slavery. They have sold you into a place of hardship. Hardship. Because the vision and the prophetic word concerning your life is so strong. God said to the devil, you can do everything to Job, but his life. Woe unto you if you dare touch his life. Some of us, we are still alive because God has a plan for us. I say, God has a plan for you. Write at the comment section. Declare into your life and say, God has a plan for me. Say, God has a plan for me. 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 Yes.
Spirit, help me pray.
God has a plan for me. Yes. Bible said, I want you to begin to pray right now and say, oh God, may your plans for me manifest. May your plans for me manifest. Begin to pray and say, oh Lord, may your plans for me manifest. 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 Marco Paro Shatia Dota Shabrandiata. Lekadiata Brandiato Shatia Kabada Bushaba. Yes, Lord. May your plans for us manifest. May your plans for your people manifest. In the name of Jesus. This is how you know that Joseph was a man of prayer. Bible said, and this is same brothers, because they couldn't kill him, his life was too precious. They can't kill him. Some of us, our families have sold us into slavery. Some of you, financial slavery, job slavery, hardship, sickness, barrenness. They have tried so many times to scatter you, make sure that even the school you want to go, you will not even complete. By the grace of God, you have been able to complete. Into slavery. So you are walking in slavery. They sold you out because your life is so precious. Beloved, your life is so precious. Your life is so precious. Your life is so precious. If they dare touch it, they can kill you. The Bible said they sold him into slavery. As for this devil, the Bible said, even at Potiphar's house, Joseph was manifesting. They saw God in him. They saw God in him. I tell you, some of you, wherever you will go, people will see your good doings. They will see the power of God. They will see that, no, you are not just an ordinary person. They will see that you are not just an ordinary person. You are not just an ordinary person. Yes. Bible said in Potiphar's house. Now I am telling you how you will know that Joseph was a prayerful man. The devil began to strike, use Potiphar's wife against Joseph. She managed to land Joseph in prison. This is our walk of faith. Listen carefully. See, no matter what Joseph was going through, he knew that God has a plan for him. Can you imagine? Even in prison, even in your difficulty, even in your difficulty, let the name of the Lord be glorified. your struggle, you say, God, manifest in my life and glorify yourself in my life. Even in your pain, even in your hardship, Joseph was in prison. You are late. The way I'm going to knock you after service, you will bite your tongue. What kept you sleeping? Even in prison, Joseph was still manifesting and glorifying God. Listen carefully. Joseph was in prison. Joseph was in prison. Joseph was in prison. Joseph was in prison. Joseph was in pain. Look at where he was before. Look at the level. That is what we call the walk of faith. Look at where he got to. The governor's right hand man, Potiphar's right hand man, Potiphar's right hand man, Potiphar's right hand man, from there to nobody, zero. Jesus, beloved, 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 no matter what you go through, let God be magnified. No matter what you go through, let the name of the Lord be praised. Whatever the pain, this is the walk of faith. Some of us, it is only when God does things for us and then we begin to praise him. You have forgotten that as I'm talking to you, somebody is just struggling for Israel life. That person have all the money you are looking for. That person is moving about saying, take that money and give me life. Beloved, I am ending. Now finally, Bible said in prison, when Joseph was still manifesting and telling people, he was preaching in prison. He was prophesying in prison. Hey, oh God, give me that grace to be able to do this in times of trouble. For Bible said, preach the word in season and out of season. In season and out of season. Even when you are sad, you preach the gospel. When you are happy, you preach the gospel. That is the manifestation of God in your life. That is the glorification of God in your life. That is the magnifying of God in your life. No matter what you go through, you say to yourself, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. For I serve a living God. I serve a living God. And I'll continue to pray till he delivers me. I serve a deliverer. I serve a deliverer. I serve a living God. I serve a deliverer. I will continue to praise his name in season and out of season. No matter the challenge, no matter the marriage problems, no matter the childbearing problems, I will continue to do what I have to do for the Lord. Some of us, we have been giving in church, but we have not seen anything. Continue out of season and season, whether you are happy. Some of you here, This is what Joseph was doing. This is what Joseph was doing. Joseph was a dreamer. Can you imagine? He was in prison and he was prophesying to people, and people were coming out. He prophesied to a man. He said, see, the next time they are going to raise you and you are going to go back to the king. And he was still in prison. Joseph was still in prison. He was still in prison and praying for people. Ah! Oh God, I want you to pray to God and say, Lord, what is going to take you out of that trouble is when you continue to give your life unto him and say, oh God, no matter what happens, my life is in your hands. My destiny is your hands. Whatever you use me for, whatever you do with me, I will continue to call on my God. Whether he hears me or not, I will still call. Whether he calls me or not, I will still call on him. My faith is based on nothing else than in Jesus Christ and his righteousness. No matter the challenge, no matter the problem, maybe you are barren, you are looking for a child, maybe you want that marriage, maybe you want that travel, maybe you want that visa, maybe that thing you want the Lord to do for you, it has not yet been done. But there's something. Even in prison, Joseph was praising the Lord. He was telling people how good God is. He was telling people how good God is. He was telling people, He was telling people how God is. He was telling people how good God is. He was telling people who God is. Say, Lord, manifest in my life and magnify yourself in my life. So what? Jesus. You are telling God, oh God, manifest in my life and magnify yourself. Manifestation is when God sees people in your life. And magnifying God is when people, no matter your trouble, no matter what you are going through, no matter whether you are rich or poor, they say, this person. People seeing God in you. Zachariah chapter 2 verse 5. He says, I'll be the glory within you and I'll be a wall of fire around you. If somebody want to be a wall of fire around you, it means that there are battles around your life. Battles around your life. And even in that battle, they will see the glory of God. All the battles are around you, but they are still seeing the glory of God. They are seeing the battles. They are seeing the battles around you. But yet still, they are seeing the glory of God. May God raise you to a point whereby people no longer see you, but they see God. They see God in you. Marabakata brandi kataro shada diya daba daba. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 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 Kato shakadiata o sabrandiata. Mako paro shakata brandiata tata. Lakata bada brando shakadiata brandiata tata. Rapato shakata tata tata. Rapakata brandiata bada o shakadiata brandiata. Manifest your God. Magnify yourself in my life. That's the prayer I want you to pray right now. May God be seen in my life. Mateka dosa yanda blandia ta, makaya kosa kida losa blandia ta, yabada blandia. Libranda bada dosa kada bada dihia kada bada 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 dosa kada yanda ba, madlande birika kada bada ba. May I go to a point whereby people will see the manifestation of the glory of God in my life. Bible said in prison, all they will see is a man with the manifestation and the magnification of God. Yes. Bible said, Daniel, that prayerful man, no matter his level, he was brought to a level to stay with lions. In the lion's den, the lion were just looking at him. The purpose of putting him there. See, let me tell you, sometimes the reason for the devil putting you in that situation is not for anything. It's for that situation to kill you. They think that situation will kill you. But you are in that situation, those situations are looking at you, they cannot kill you. Because that situation you are in has killed somebody. That thing you are praying for. They thought they will put you in that trouble. They thought they will mess your life up and kill you by that. Daniel was in prison. He was in prison and being guided by lions. Instead of the lions to kill him, they were rather guarding him. May the Lord be with you. I am ending. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord be with you. Finally, you are praying and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. You are saying, Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You are saying, oh God, may you have mercy. Oh God, may you have mercy. That is your prayer. I want you to pray right now and say, oh God, may you have mercy. Yes. If today is your first time joining, quickly follow me so that anytime I come, you'll be a blessing. Now, I'm going to pray for some few people. Today, I'm going to use the next about 15, let's say about 20 minutes to talk to some few people on this life and pray for them. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray for some few people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody begin to thank the Lord and thank the Lord. Say, oh God, today you have blessed me. Begin to thank the Lord and say, oh God, today you have blessed me. If today is your first time, are you there? Elena, Madam Elena, are you there? Are you there? Elena, are you there? God bless you. Those of you, I don't have your contact. Please share my contact. I too, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Please share my contact. We want to create a group so that I can interact with people and also talk to people whenever there's a revelation. We have meetings, prayer meetings on Sundays and Saturdays. Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays and Sundays. 4 a.m. Ghana time. 4 a.m. Ghana time. So put it down, 4 a.m. Ghana time. I want to speak to some few people and pray into their life and declare and move certain things out of their life. Now, finally, let me tell you, give your life to Christ. Give your life wholly, no matter the situation. Tell Him, God, my life is in your hands. Do as you please in my life. Do as you please in my life. Lord, this is my life. You gave me that life. You brought me on this earth. I have given my life to you. Do as you please. If you don't do me well, people will see. And if you do me well, people will see. That has been my prayer all the time. Whenever I am taking any step, I say, Lord, whatever step I take, is in your hands. Yes. Commit your ways to the Lord. Just continue. Give yourself to Christ. Give yourself to Christ. Give yourself to Him. Tell Him, Lord, whatever the situation may be, if I die, I die in you. If I live in you. I don't know. But God is speaking to somebody here. Let God reign in your life. Let God manifest in your life. Continue calling on Him. Tell Him, God, I'm going to worry you. You are all I have. You are all I have. You are the person I can call on. Yes. Please share my contact. Look upon me with your mercy. So those of us who are new here, you can connect with me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for some few people here. I'm going to talk to some few people. Now I declare upon your life that your life is favored by God. As the year is getting to an end, I pray for the protection of God upon your life. May you never lose any part of your body. In the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything called accident, if you are part of those that the devil has marked for you not to see next year, I mark you with the blood of Jesus. Elena, please share my contact so that those of the people here can have and get in touch so that we can add them to the group and interact with them and those who want to talk to me. If your name is among those who have to die, I say you will not die. By the grace of God, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, by the grace of God given unto us, by the grace of God, you will not die before your time. And prophesy into your life that you will live to fulfill your destiny. If Joseph was able to live to fulfill his destiny, you also live to fulfill your destiny. No matter the troubles Joseph went through, if they could not kill him, if they could not kill him, you will also not die before manifestation. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 I said, you will also not lose your life. Also not lose your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will live to manifest. You will live to manifest. You will live to manifest. In Jesus' name. I see somebody manifesting. Because the Lord is turning your heart unto him. And that is the genesis of your manifestation. And that is the genesis of your progress. That is the turnabout of your progress. Let me tell you, the word of God is a two-edged sword. Bible says that the word of God is a two-edged sword. It pierces through the bones, pierces through the marrow, pierces through the heart. It judges the thoughts. If your mind is not good, the word of God will sharpen you. If you are doing something which is wrong, the word of God will sharpen you. If you are going on the wrong path, the word of God will bring you on the right path. That is the word of God. The word of God will set your feet on fire. And Bible said in Ezekiel 2 verse number 2, it says, as he speak, the spirit entered me and set my feet on fire. And Bible says in Romans 10 verse number 7, it says, faith cometh but by hearing of the word of God. The moment you hear the word of God, you are set on fire for God. Beloved, deliverance has come your way. I pray for you that you will manifest from today. It's a new dawn. From today, it's a new way of living. From today, your life is being shaped by Christ. From today, you will see new things happening. From today, you yourself, you say, no, I have taken a step in the Lord and no turning back. From today, you will see that you are growing in the Lord. From today, you will see that, no, I am not the old person that I used to be. I am a new person. From today, you will see that, yes, indeed, I have become a prayer mantle. From today, you will see that now, from now, my life is in Christ, not in crisis. From today, you will say to yourself, no, I have peace in the Lord. I have peace in the Lord. I have peace in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I want to pick some few calls. If you have any prayer requests, I pray for you. And when I see God reveal anything to me, I'll declare unto you what the Lord says about you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody here, the Lord said I should pray for that person right now. The Spirit of the Lord just ministered unto me that you had a dream, and this dream you are among a meeting of people. And they were discussing about you. Yes. You had a dream. Yes. Now the Lord is telling me, there's somebody here, you applied for a job. You applied for a job. They told you they will call you for an interview. They have called you for the interview. But you have not heard anything from them. The Lord said, I should pray for you. Please, if you are here, kindly call. And number three, the Lord just said to me that there's somebody here. Some time ago, you discussed a business idea with somebody, waiting for money to invest into it. From the day you discussed the business idea with that person, the money till now has not come. The Lord said, I should pray for you. If you are here, please come up and let me pray for you. One, you had a dream and you saw a gathering discussing about you. Number two, you are here. You applied for a job. Applied for a job, and you were called for an interview, but till now, they have not called you. Number three, you discuss a business idea with somebody, waiting for money to proceed with that business idea. Till now, till now. Till now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Till now. The Lord says, I should pray with you. Those of us here sleeping, wake up. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm ending. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for you here. So if you are such a person, just come up and let me pray for you. Quickly before I leave their life. Quickly before, let me pray for these three people. And then I can pray for the rest and make some declarations, and then we end the life. Thank you, Jesus. And don't forget, we have service on Saturdays, 4 a.m. Ghana time. 4 a.m. Ghana time. It will be, I think, about 11 p.m. U.S. time or something like that. 11 p.m. U.S. time.
And then 5 a.m. UK. 5 a.m. UK. Yes, that's what I know for now. And then 6 a.m. Germany. I think Germany is ahead of Ghana about 2 hours or so. Yeah. If you don't have my contact, please get that contact. And then we will communicate after the service. Now I pray for you. Don't sleep in, wake up. I'm going to mention the names here. If you are here, please let me see you. Rose, are you here? God bless you, Rose. Rose, let me do it quickly and pray for everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Rose, I pray for you. Rose, is Rose here? Thank you, Jesus. Is Rose here? I see Rose. I see Bernard, James Owusu, Jean Edusei Thomas, Elena Erard, Emerald. Is Emerald here? Yes. If you are here, let me see that you are here. Emerald. Is Emerald here? James Owusu. Sacred Books. I see Sami. Sami is here. Is Sami here? Christiana. Dibakosi. Josani. Baby Auntie. Is baby auntie here? Kaba double and Ataba. Yes. Baby auntie is at the top there.
Baby auntie is at the top there.
Wow, powerful. I see. Prophetess. Is prophetess here?
Prophetess. Is prophetess here?
Baby auntie, please mute yourself small so that you come back again, because it seems like your mic is giving a feedback. Yeah. Prophetess, is prophetess here? Yeah, some of you have not heard your voice before today. I wish I can hear you. Sami, is Sami here? Mimi is here. Is Mimi here? Parable, Francisca. Is Francisca here? Gabriel. Is Gabriel here? Holding, I see Cornelia, Brasami is very active here. God bless you. Mami Yasika. Mami Yasika. Adipa Joyce. Rexford Addo. Is Rexford Addo here? I have 2 minutes to go. Mr. Gideon, please take my number. Elena Atu, please share my number so that you can reach me. I'll be praying from... I'll be getting in touch with some people to speak to them. Impacta. So please bear in mind, Bree Light. Am I pronouncing the name right? Bree Light. We like, come up. Let me pray before the live ends. If I can speak to you, yes. Let me pray for you before the live. Mavis Brenya, I see you. Parable, I see you. How are you doing? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
We thank God. Please take my number and then I'll talk to you after the live, because my life will end very soon. Okay?
Yes, please. Okay. Yes, please.
All right. All right, God bless you. Daughter of Eagle Lion. Ha! Mr. Gideon. Michael. I see Michael. I'm mentioning the names. Atu Honey. Wow, that is powerful. My life will end very soon. Aha, blessings, blessings, blessings. Blessings, blessings. May the presence of the Lord be with you. May the shelter of the Lord cover everyone. May your life be guided by the Spirit of God. May the Lord lead you to a place of joy. May the Lord lead you to a place of deliverance. May the Lord lead you to a place whereby you find peace. You are blessed beyond me.